Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Hunting Wind by Steve Hamilton. Performed by Dan John Miller. To Antonio. Chapter 1. When the left-hander found me, I was sitting in my usual chair in front of the fire, trying to stay warm. The calendar said April, but April in paradise is still cold enough to hurt you, and I could feel the sting of it in my hands and on my face. I sat there by the fire, watching the baseball game on the television over the bar, nursing a cold Canadian beer as the left-hander made his way in the darkness. He knew where he was going because he had a hand-drawn map in his back pocket, with a little star on the right side of the road as you come north into paradise. The Glasgow Inn, that was his destination. He knew I'd be there. On a cold Tuesday night in April, where else would I be? His trip had begun early that morning in Los Angeles. He boarded a 747 and flew to Detroit Metropolitan Airport. He had to wait 2 hours there, and he had already lost 3 hours in the time change. So the sun was going down when he finally got on the little two-propeller plane with 12 passengers, a pilot, and a co-pilot who doubled as the flight attendant. That plane took him first to Alpena, where he sat on the runway for a half hour while half the passengers got off. The co-pilot got out and sprayed the ice off the wings, and then they were in the air again. The plane was noisy and cold, and it bounced around in the wind like a paper kite. It was after 11 o'clock at night when they finally touched down at Chippewa.